Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. All the better for seeing you lovely people.
Isn't that nice? Yes.
And it's all changed in here since I was last in.
I think it has. Yes, we had a bit of a rebuild. And
we were left some money in the legacy, so we've sort of upgraded things.
Yeah, money and, well spent.
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite a lot of work, but we got there in the end, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't do anything. Alicia didn't do anything.
Nope.
Well, we're very sensible.
Whoever did do it, it looks amazing.
Right.
I think Kelvin then.
The wiring bit was me. I'll leave
of course.
The tables and stuff, that was somebody else. Right. You are here to talk about this year's writing competition for Sight from White. How many years has that been running?
Well, the actual competition has been running for 16 years.
No.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But Sight for White has done it for the last... This is our 10th year.
Right.
So, yeah, really excited.
So it was Carol and Bob, wasn't it?
Carol and Bob, yeah. Bridgestock, yeah. Yeah, they sort of still sort of check in on me and see how things are going and... yeah, so it's all good. So
good.
I'm very excited about this year's.
Go on then, what's happening?
What's happening with it?
I'm going with the theme of superhero.
Right.
So my cunning plan is to, I think it will hopefully encourage the younger people to maybe write a story, because the imagination can just run wild with that theme.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It could be superhero, could be a mum, it could be a dad, could be a friend, or you could make up your own superhero, whatever
Indeed.
You want to do. So...
It could be your imaginary friend.
It could. Who's told you about that?
Oh, right. I thought that was the one that's sitting over there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him come in, yeah.
So we've got different categories again this year?
Yeah, we have the same categories. We've got the 18-plus category, 12 to 17s, 8 to 11s, and under 8s.
Oh, good.
So there is, for the 18-plus, there is a charge of £8.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for the under-18s, a suggested donation of £2.
Right.
So if you can afford it, great. If not, it's fine. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
And
that's good.
The amount of words they have to write for each of these.
Yeah. Okay, again, so the adults, they get the most words. So it's 1,500 to 2,000 words.
Oh, so it's limited at the top. You don't have to write War and Peace. It's just
no.
It's supposed to be a short story.
It is, because obviously the award ceremony is only for so many hours.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought it was for 3 weeks.
That as well. We should try that. Maybe not. 12 to 17s is up to 750 words.
Right.
8 to 11s is up to 500 words. And the under 8s is up to 250 words.
It's not bad.
But it could be one sentence.
It could, if it made sense. Yeah.
Yeah,
it could. Yeah.
And are you doing what you normally do, have some celebrities record the winning story?
Yes, we do. We have our ever faithful Richard Cadell.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been so supportive over the last, I think, 4 or 5 years now. He's been doing it for us. We've also got Kate Weston coming back.
Oh, right.
Former Wave 105, now Nation Radio.
Yeah, Nation Radio, Easy Radio.
Right, I don't know I know they all moved away from Wave when it changed hands. So
And most of them are back on Nation Radio or Easy Radio, which is quite nice because it's got the familiar voices. Andy Jackson, he's a new one from, I nearly said Wave, from Nation.
Yeah, he was at Wave.
He was at Wave.
Actually, we know a bit of history about Andy Jackson.
He used to be on Essex Radio.
He was on Essex Radio when we lived up there.
Oh, really?
Many, many years ago, yes.
He had hair then.
Yeah. Well, he said to me when he first started out, he used to do... hospital radio in Chatham.
Yes, yeah.
So so he's been obviously been interested in for many years.
Yes.
Yeah. Chesney Hawkes is back
well.
Oh, good. Especially so, bloke Chesney, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's had some quite good publicity what with being on Big Brother recently.
Has
and
he?
He's
got
a new album out.
Big Brother.
Oh, okay. You're probably not missing much, but it's quite fun to watch. So he's back, and we've got newcomer Darren Walsh, who is a comedian. He does puns. That's his thing, really.
All right.
He's very, very popular on TikTok, the social media, and he's coming to the Ventnor Fringe in July.
Right.
So, yeah, really funny guy.
Well, so you say TikTok, Alicia's like, oh, TikTok, yeah, I don't know. She's an expert on TikTok, is
that? Ah, well, you might have heard of him, Alicia,
and I
don't know.
What?
Yeah, give me a subject, you give him a subject, and he'll do a pun around that.
Oh,
very,
right.
Very quick-witted, yeah.
So they're going to read out the winning stories, and they'll be all published around the Christmas time period.
They will, yes, they will, as per usual. Entry forms available from Waterstones,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Dress for Less, 57 Pyle Street, and, of course, at Sight for White,
yes.
Carisbrook Road.
Yeah,
you can leave some here should you wish.
I forgot to bring them. No, otherwise, I was now, going but to. But yeah, I'll send some over.
Okay. If you go to the site for White, it says Carisbrook Road, but it's not the easiest way in.
It's not. If you're coming by car, you come along Castle Road, and you can literally pull up into our car park right outside reception.
Yeah, you can.
It's very confusing.
It is, yeah.
Mm. I'm totally confused.
But so, when's the closing date?
Closing date is the 31st of October.
Well, they've got a little while.
We launched it in June.
Yeah.
So we're giving people plenty of time to get their thinking caps on and come up with a creative story. And so then the awards ceremony, that's also a week later than we would normally do it.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's actually Friday the 12th of December.
Right.
So it's all organised. We've got the entertainment. I'm well on it this year.
Good for you.
And where is that going to be here?
That will be here, yeah, at the Riverside Centre.
Good. So, if you need any help, shout.
I certainly will. Thank you. Yes, you've
and
been helping
us. Would you let us have some of the recordings to play out over Christmas?
If you wouldn't mind, that would be
not
lovely.
Not at all. Probably at all. That.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's become a staple part of our Christmas programming is the Sight for White Stories. So.
Excellent.
So, Leisha, are you going to write a story?
I think I will.
Excellent.
Superhero. Don't tell us who it is.
No.
Mr. Octopus.
It's going to be an octopus, yes. Super octopus.
I see there's a theme with the octopi on the desk.
So.
Oh, don't go through that.
Okay. Okay.
Run through the data again. Categories, costs, where you find the forms and closing dates.
Okay, so we've got the categories, the 18 plus. That is £8, and it's 1,500 to 2,000 words.
You think that's a lot, don't you? Once you start scribbling, you think, that's too many now.
Yeah, a lot of people have said, I went over the, and I've had to trim it here and there, and it's, yeah, because I think when you're creating a story, it flows, doesn't it? 12 to 17 is up to 750 words, 8 to 11 is up to 500 words, and under 8 is up to 250 words, and the under 18s, it's a suggested donation of £2.
Okay, and that's just to cover the cost of organising and stuff, that's fine. And the closing date is in October?
Yeah, Friday the 31st of October.
And it's the 12th of December is the actual...
Friday the 12th of December, 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30.
Are there more details on your website?
Yes, there are more details on the website. I can even go and tell you who the entertainment is for the award ceremony.
Go on then.
We've got Hannah, the lovely Hannah, the vintage songbird.
Yes, we know her.
And good old Huxley.
Oh, Huxley's always
good. He's going to help us out as well.
Good.
We've also got a special guest. We've got Spider-Man. He will be there for the first hour.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So he'd taken an hour off from his crime fighting just to come and enjoy
the
award ceremony. I thought so too. Yeah.
And your website is?
See, that could be Spider-Man on the web, couldn't it? See what I did?
Oh, dear.
No?
You're here a week.
One of Chris's jokes.
Yeah, sorry. I had to just slip one in, didn't I? Before I went. So, yeah, so details on the website.
Which is?
Sightforwhite.org.uk.
That's all we need. Thanks very much for coming in, Chris.
My pleasure. Lovely
I hope
to see
it goes well, because it's usually pretty well supported, this.
Yeah.
This
thing. And normally get full house.
I know the judges in previous years had really difficult times getting the winners out, which is interesting.
Yes.
So, excellent. Thanks for coming in. I hope it goes well.
Pleasure.
And give us an update a bit later on in the year, will you?
I'd love to.
When you're getting a bit nearer the closing date, pop in and we'll see how things are going.
Yep, I'd really love
how's
that.
That?
Thank you very
Lovely.
Much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.